Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Victorious Living. We thank God for you. Yes, this is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we thank God. We thank God for his many blessings that are constantly moving in our lives. Yes, we thank God. We thank God for him. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. Yes, we thank God. Hallelujah. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Hallelujah. That's Romans 15 and 13. Yes, that's chapter 15 and verse 13. We praise God, huh? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master, for this day. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us, your people, God, your listeners, God. Master, we thank you for just allowing us to see this day. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice. We will rejoice because we will learn more about you today, God. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you because he comes and he rules and he reigns in our lives. Because we allow him to do so. We allow him. We desire him. Yes, we desire that he come in and sup with us. And open up our understanding, open up our heart, open up our mind, that we may learn more about God. Yes, we thank you, Master. We thank you for all the listeners, God. We thank you, God, for those that are near and far. Oh, Master, we are grateful. We are grateful for allowing us to have a teaching spirit, God. Oh, Master, we ask that this lesson, oh, God, not just let us be hearers and just don't do anything, but let us be hearers and do something. Make a change. We ask you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for you. Yeah. As we quickly move into our lesson, we know that we have been talking about rest. Go get your water. Go get your water. Mm-hmm. Go get your water. Yeah. As we just continue to move into our lesson. Yeah, we just thank God. We thank God. We thank God for his wisdom, and we thank him for his knowledge. We thank him for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God can and will bless his people. Hallelujah. Why? We cannot relax. Why we can't relax? What is it with that? Why we just can't relax? Why we cannot sleep? Why we can't sleep? Why we never have quiet times? Why is it that we never take the time to be quiet? Why is it? When was the last time you heard the birds chirping? When was the last time you heard that? When did you listen to soft music? Soft music. When was the last time? When did you ever have no sound in your house? No sound. Nothing. No sound. Just you with no sound. When was the last time you did that? Afraid of silence? Could it be that we're afraid of silence? Yeah. Notice how the world talks to us. About the lights. Yeah. Notice the world is always talking to us about the lights from our many devices that we need. How we need to turn those devices off. Why? So we can sleep. Isn't it something? Yeah. Why do we need someone else to see that we need rest, but we don't see it ourselves? What is that? Why is that? Why is that so difficult for us? Yeah, difficult for us to fall asleep. Difficult for us to stay asleep. Insomnia. Sleeplessness. Can this be a sleep disorder in which further assistance may be needed because you can't stay asleep? When you don't get enough sleep, when you don't get enough rest, you're crabby, you're irritable, you're short, you're snappy, and you're snappy and short and irritable with everyone. Yeah, even your children. Yeah, even your coworkers. Even your spouse. You are not at your best. Yeah. And God can't even use you. He can't use you. He cannot use you in that state. He can't. Yeah. You have no use to him. You are not pleasant. You're not pleasant with anyone. Certainly not with your family. Certainly not anyone to discuss a new life in Christ. How can you do that when you're irritable, when you're frustrated, when you're crabby because you have not received the proper rest? Turn with me to Psalms chapter 1. And we're going to go quickly to Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. And it says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates, who meditates on his law, his word, day and night. Meditation. This is what we're talking about. Meditation. Go get your water. Meditation. Yes. We know that water is very important to us. Yes. And God requires us to drink water. Yes. He requires that we drink water because water is good for us. Yes, it is. Water is good for our bodies, and it pushes out the impurities in our bodies. Go get your water. So we see in verse 1, really, of Psalms chapter 1, it's telling us that we're blessed. Blessed is the one. Blessed is you. Blessed are you when you walk away from the wicked, when you don't even stand there, when you don't even sit in the presence, when you're not there. You're not there. Yeah. When you have come to a place where you have learned that it is not feasible for you to be here. Hello. Hello. Am I talking to anybody? Yeah. You are blessed. You are a blessed soul when you stir away from the wicked. When you begin to learn to walk away from mess and confusion and drama, you have come to this place. Glory to God. Look at that. You've come to this. Why? Because you have learned, and it's called growing up. Yeah, growing up. You begin to grow up. Yeah. Verse 2 tells us, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates, hallelujah, meditates on his law day and night. Meditate on his word. You meditate on the word of God. You place yourself in a place called delighting. You're delighted to be in this place. Meditation requires that we have a certain atmosphere that is set up for meditation. We can't meditate when the music is too loud, or we can't meditate when we're trying to talk on the phone. The cell phone is ringing and the landline is, we're on that. We can't meditate when the music is too high. Yeah. You place your delight into the law of the Lord, into his word, into his way, into his will, into his love for you. Yeah, yeah. This is where your thoughts lie. This is where your thoughts should be. Verse 3 says that person is like a tree planted streams of water, which yield its fruit in season and whose leaves does not wither wherever they do prosper. Withering leaves. Think about that. Withering leaves. Withering leaves require no attendance. When the leaves are withering, nobody cares. Nobody takes care of it when the leaves are withering. Yeah. There is no food. There is no nutrition when the leaves are withering. It's the same with us as believers in Christ. If there is no word in us, we die. If there is no word in us, we wither. If there is no word in us, we can't survive. Are you listening to me? Unremovable. Cannot be moved. Will not be moved. Huh? Can a stream of water get up and move itself? No, it cannot. And neither will you. You will not move. Huh? We will blossom and grow. Huh? And serve out the purpose that God has given us. Yes, I have to include me. I have to include me. That God has given us. You shall not borrow, but you shall be the lender. Huh? Glory to God. The lender. Yeah. Verse 4 says, not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Yeah. The wind blows. They're not rooted. They're not grounded in anything. With this strong wind, they're down. Huh? Look at that. That's how the wicked. Yeah. That's how the wicked. That's how they live. Mm-hmm. And they really don't realize they don't survive, huh? Because they're tossed at every angle. They're moving all the time. There is no solid foundation. Verse 5 tells us, therefore that the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. But what are we saying here? Wickedness cannot stand in the presence of the righteous. In the presence of the Holy One, wickedness, huh, cannot be present. Verse 6 tells us, for the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Are you listening to me? To destruction. The Lord watches over you and he watches over me, huh? And we remain in righteousness. Yeah. He protects us and he keeps us. Those of us who are in righteousness. Good meditation. Good meditation. Good quiet time allows us all to think positive thoughts, to have positive thoughts, to embrace positive thoughts. Yes. Why? Why? We don't like to relax. Why we don't like to relax? Why we don't like that? Why we don't like to relax? We're always checking our emails. We're always checking the Instagram. We're always hashtagging. We're always checking the Twitter. We're always working Facebook. What is it with us that we can't keep our hands to our side? And we can't just say, I am relaxing this day. Huh? Huh? What is it? What is it? Why Americans don't like to spend quality time with their families? What is it? Why don't some of us, huh? Why is it that some of us hate to take vacations? We hate to take vacations from work. Fear of what? Fear of you having to get, fear of you. Yeah, fear of you feeling that nobody else, this is your fear, nobody else can do the job. No one can get to the deadline. No one else can do this but you. So you're never relaxed. You're constantly stressed. Because these things that I just named causes stress. Yeah. When you feel that you are unremovable, no one else has that capability. No one else has that knowledge. It's all about you. You the only one. Well, please let me be clear to you. Let me be clear. Once your blood pressure goes up and your heart rate is uncontrollable, we will see who will do the job then. Yes, we'll see who will do the job then. And it won't be what? It won't be you. No. See, God is trying to carry us. Yeah, he's trying. He's trying real hard to carry us to a place called meditation, a place called relaxation. Yeah, yeah. Have good thoughts. Broaden our ideas. Mm-hmm. He wants only the best for us. Yeah. We ask for many things. We ask for many things. But do we ask God to show us how to have meditations, how to meditate? Do we ask him to give us a calm spirit? Huh? Do we ask him to bring us into the presence of God? Because, see, if we ever get into the presence of God, if we ever take time to get into his presence, oh, there the peace of God. Glory to God. The peace of God. Hallelujah. The peace of God that will come and surpass all our understanding. He said it's going to keep our heart and it's going to keep our mind. It's a peace. And it's found in meditation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 19. Look at Psalms 19. And we're going to go to verse 14. We're just going to move quickly. Sweet. We want that sweet, sweet spirit. Hallelujah. Sweet spirit. Sweet spirit. Psalms 19 and 14 says, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the God that we're talking about is the same God that we have given our lives to. We have turned our lives over to him, and we have said, Lord, use me. Use me for your glory. We have said this, but we're stressed. We don't know how to relax, and we're always working. We're always working overtime. Nobody else could do the job better than us. We're the only one that can do it. Yeah, huh? We're the only one. Nobody else can do this. Nobody else can get to the deadline. Nobody else could do it. Nobody could take care of our client like me. I'm the only one. Yeah, listen at this. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. See, I'm coming to God in a meditation state. And I'm coming to him with calmness, where I'm relaxed, where I have the peace of joy that surpasses all understanding. Why? Because I'm meditating. I have meditation in the morning. I have meditation at noon. I have meditation at evening. I have meditation at bed. Why? Because my mind stays on him. My mind trusts in him. My thoughts are with him. Yeah. The sweet spirit. That's what I'm talking about. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. See, the words of my mouth, you want them to be acceptable unto God. You want God to accept these words because they're going to be sweet words. They're going to be pleasant words. They're going to be words that God will listen to. He is our rock. He is our Lord. He is our Redeemer. He comes to redeem. He comes to save. He comes to set us all free. Free from sin. Free from ourselves. Yeah. Free from ourselves. Because we are self-destructing ourselves. Are you listening to me? Self-destruction is a spirit that allows us to destroy ourselves. Yeah, we know. We allow many words. We allow many words to come out of our mouths. Many words come out. But to have the meditation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's awesome. It's of essence. It's priceless to be able to meditate and have the words of God. Yeah, what I mean by the word, if it's no more than the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my shepherd, He will keep me in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on Him. Glory to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. We're going to do it real quickly. And it says, and the peace of God. Yes, glory to God. The peace, huh? The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep our heart and will keep our mind in Jesus Christ. If you do this, you will experience God's peace. You will experience God's joy. You will have the relationship with His Son Jesus that is unsurmountable. You will be with joy. Yeah. You will have peace in your life. You will have a spirit of calmness. Yeah, God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can ever understand. The peace of God. His peace. Yeah, His peace. His joy will keep your heart. It will keep those thoughts. Yeah. It will keep your heart. It will quieten your spirit and cause you to rest as you continually to trust Him, You're going to trust Him. Trust in an almighty God. Hallelujah. Trust in Jesus, in Jesus Christ. That is where we put all our trust, in Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and our Savior. He is our Lord and our Savior. And we trust Him. We trust Him with our very life. We trust Him with our children. We trust Him with our homes. Yes. We trust Him with our career. We trust Him to lead and to guide us. So certainly we should trust Him to grant us peace. Those of you who have jobs and you feel that you are stressful with your jobs, remember, God is the one who gave you the job. You didn't give yourself the job. I don't care if you did go to college. I don't care how many degrees you have. God is the one who has allowed you to be and do what you're doing. It's all about Him. It has never been us. God. He's awesome. He's an awesome God. He's one that we can trust. He's one that we can rely on in stressful times. We call on God because He is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. He is our El Shaddai. He is our Lord of Lords. He is the babe laying in the manger. Hallelujah. He is the carpenter's son, Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus is His name. And He loves us. He loves us all unconditionally. He has the agape love. Yeah. And he desires for us to have peace. He desires for us to have joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's his desire. For us to learn how to lean and depend on him and not things, not circumstances, not people, but to lean and depend on him. Why? Because he is everlasting. He's all-knowing. Oh, hallelujah. He's our God. Yeah. He created us all in his image. He created us in his likeness. He blew breath into us, and we became living souls. Are you listening to me? So he desires for us to have the best. He desires for us to be fruitful, but at the same time to relax, to have our pressures lowered. Lord, he doesn't desire for us to be sick in our bodies. Glory to God. God is a healer, but he desires for us to take care of the healing that has been applied. Are you listening to me? It is your responsibility. It is our responsibility to take care of our bodies. Glory to God. These bodies, God has loaned us. He loaned us these bodies because we are a spirit. Hallelujah. Lodged into a body. And God has loaned it to us. And we are to take care of the body. Can you hear me? Are you listening to what I'm saying? We are to take care of our bodies. Glory to God. Yeah. To get rest. Yeah. To have peace in our bodies. To have peace in our minds. To have peace in our spirits. Glory to God. And when we have all this, when we have the peace and the joy, oh, we have no need to take pressure medication. Are you listening to me? There is no need for pressure medication. Huh? There is no need. Because we're doing what is required. We're getting the proper rest. We're having meditations. Hallelujah. And it's all about God. God desires to take care of his people. But if the people will allow him to take care of them, all you got to do is allow him to do it. Allow him to do his job. He's already outlined it and told you what he desires to do. So why not let him do it? Let him do what he say. Glory to God. Let him do it. Let him have his way. Yeah, he's God. He's God all by himself. He's given us his son Jesus. He's given us the Holy Spirit that comes and rule and reign and talks to us. I am just a vessel that is being used by God to tell each and everyone, even myself, the importance of getting rest, the importance of having peace, the importance of having joy. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master. We thank you for this word of meditation, God. Help us, God, to have meditation in our lives. Train us up so that we can be used by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank God for each one of you, and we look forward to having you back here with Victorious Living next Friday. And, of course, on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministry with Pastor George. What a blessing. What a blessing found in Lord, in our Lord. What a blessing that we can find in Jesus. It's all in him. Yeah, he is our El Shaddai. He requires us to have peace. Yeah, have peace in your life. Yeah, And we thank you for this time, for this evening. Amen.